Random House Audio presents Lips Unsealed, a memoir by Belinda Carlisle. This is Belinda Carlisle. Introduction. Heaven is a place on earth. For much of my life, I felt like my fate was determined before I stepped into a recording studio, sang a song, or even thought about the Go-Go's, long before I ever joined Hollywood's punk scene in the mid-1970s. When I was 12 years old, I was a mixed-up, restless little girl living in Thousand Oaks, a working-class area in Los Angeles's West San Fernando Valley. My stepdad had a drinking problem. My mom was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, and I was teased as fat and stupid. I was neither, but at that age, the facts didn't matter. I hated my life and wanted something better. I came home one day from a friend's house holding a book that seemed like it might help me to change my life. I hid it under my sweatshirt and went straight to my bedroom. I felt a tingle of excitement as I slipped it out and looked at the cover. The Satanic Verses by Anton LaVey. I read bits and pieces, and although I understood very little of the author's rant against Christianity, I focused on terms like exorcism, evil, and black magic, thinking I could find out how to cast spells and take control of my life. This wasn't the first book I read on the subject, but it got me in the mood to finally try. I slid a box out from under my bed and removed the contents I had assembled earlier. Brewed tea leaves, oak twigs, string, and a candle. I arranged them in front of me as I'd seen in a different book. I chanted some words and called on the invisible powers of the...